A more nimble approach to dealing with stagnant crop prices today on Farm to Fork. As corn and soybean farmers look at low price projections for this year's crop, ag economists suggest specialization. University of Illinois Ag Econ Professor Gary Schnitke says you might consider options like non-GMO, specialty grains, organic, or other non-traditional crops. But he adds a caveat.
There's always a risk that those premiums go away. And the other thing about any one of these is if you encourage all farmers to do it, it just becomes a commodity again. If every farmer began doing non-GMOs, we would all of a sudden drive the non-GMO premium down to the regular commodity-based product.
Schnitke's colleague, Nicholas Paulson, says this may not work for everyone.
When we compare them to commodity corn and bean production, these are going to take more different skills, and maybe more work isn't the right way to think about it, but it's going to involve some different tasks than maybe what the farmer's been used to if they've been farming for many years in the commodity space. But they're just ways to sort of diversify and try to take advantage of some of the premiums that are out there.
Both Paulson and Schnitke advise some out-of-the-box thinking this year to improve your profit potential. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.